Okay, so have you ever been to like a show or a concert and felt that kind of invisible wall between you and the performers?
Oh, absolutely. That separation between the audience and the artist is something that artists and theorists have been kind of grappling with for centuries.
Totally. And this project that we're looking at today called Boiling Mind, they decided to use technology to like totally flip that dynamic on its head. So imagine like a dance performance where the audience's heartbeat, their sweat, even like their slightest shifts in attention could actually change the performance happening right in front of their eyes.
Yeah, it's a pretty radical departure from how we traditionally think about performance, right? Instead of capturing audience data as feedback after a show, the creators of Boiling Mind wove it directly into the performance itself, so the lighting cues would shift color in sync with the crowd's average heart rate, and visuals projected on stage would morph and change based on the overall energy of the audience. They even experimented with sound elements that responded to the collective tension in the room.
Wow, so they actually built a system to track all of that in real time. That's pretty wild.
It really is. They were measuring heart rate and something called electrodermal activity, or EDA, which is basically measuring those like subtle electrical changes on your skin that happen when you sweat. It's often used to gauge emotional arousal. So the more on edge or excited the audience was, the more dramatic those shifts in the performance would become.
Oh, wow. So it's like taking that electric feeling you get at a concert when everyone's like really feeling it and then amplifying it and giving it a direct line to the artist and like the art itself.
That's a great way to put it. It's about creating this feedback loop where the audience isn't just passively observing, but is actually even unconsciously shaping the experience.
Yeah. And I was reading that there's this one scene where the dancers actually like go into the audience and give people business cards. And then the audience members' reactions, both their body language and how their bio data spiked, were displayed for everyone to see, which is like, whoa, that must have been intense.
Yeah, that's one of the most fascinating aspects of this project. They were intentionally playing with this idea of blurring the lines between performer and spectator, taking what's normally a private internal experience and making it very public.
Like suddenly you're not just watching the performance, you're like woven into its very fabric in this very tangible way. I can't even imagine what that must feel like as an audience member, knowing your reactions are being broadcast like that.
And it's interesting you say that because that feeling of being woven in seems to have been a key part of what the researchers were interested in exploring. You mentioned like feeling woven in. And that actually connects to another really interesting aspect of this whole thing. The dancers themselves talked about having to develop like a whole new performance vocabulary to adapt to this biofeedback loop.
Oh, wow.
I'll
So
be here.
instead of just like responding to the music and their choreography, they had this like whole other layer of input, like the audience's collective emotional state playing out in real time. How did they even like begin to approach that?
Yeah, it was definitely uncharted territory for them. They described it as learning to like listen with their whole bodies, not just their ears, picking up on the subtle shifts in the lighting or the visuals, and then like translating that into their movements.
So did they talk about what that like looked like in practice? Like did their movements get like sharper or more erratic if the audience was stressed?
There's this one great anecdote about that. During one performance, there was a moment where the music built to this crescendo, and at the same time, the audience's heart rates on average, like, started to climb pretty dramatically. And the lighting designer had programmed the lights to shift from cool blues to like intense reds based on the biofeedback. So you had this sudden wash of red light over the stage just as the music peaked. And several dancers said that in that moment, their movements became almost involuntarily sharper, more urgent, as if they were like mirroring that collective spike in energy they were sensing from both the music and the audience.
Wow, that's incredible. So it's like this fascinating feedback loop where the music influences the audience influences the performance, and the performance itself then feeds back into that shared energy.
Exactly. And it's worth noting, they chose Ravel's Bolero for this particular scene for a reason.
Yeah.
It's a piece of music that's specifically designed to create this like gradual buildup of tension and release. So it played into that feedback loop beautifully.
That makes sense. So they were using this like iconic piece of music to kind of prime the audience to feel a certain way, and then the entire environment would mirror and amplify that feeling, all while being influenced by the people around them. Did the researchers talk about why they chose to focus on those feelings of tension and release?
Yeah, they were really interested in how shared emotional experiences, even those that might be a little uncomfortable, like tension or heightened awareness, could actually become a source of connection between people. They were curious if this kind of performance could foster a sense of collective vulnerability and empathy that you don't often get in a traditional theater setting.
So they're intentionally like creating these moments of heightened emotion, shared vulnerability, this sense of being woven into the performance itself. It sounds incredible, but I have to wonder, how did the audience actually feel about it? Like being so exposed, having their every blush and like racing heart potentially influence what was happening on stage.
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. The researchers did a bunch of interviews with audience members afterwards, and the feedback was like overwhelmingly positive.
Really?
Yeah. Lots of people said they felt more present, more engaged than they ever had at like a normal performance. They talked about feeling the shared energy in the room, like they were all part of something bigger than themselves.
So it actually worked. They were going for a sense of like heightened connection, and people actually felt it.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. But were there any aspects of the experience that people didn't? Like, I imagine it could feel kind of intense to have your every fluctuation in heart rate, like, broadcast for everyone to see.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's definitely not an experience for everyone. And there were definitely some challenges. One of the big ones was this issue of individual agency. Some audience members said they couldn't really tell if their biodata was having any, like, specific noticeable impact.
Mm.
Yeah, like, they understood the concept in their heads, but it was harder to actually feel their own contribution to the performance.
So it's like you're adding your drop to the bucket, but you can't tell which ripple is yours.
Right.
Exactly. And for some people, that lack of individual agency made the experience a little less satisfying. They wanted to feel like they had more control, more of a direct line between their inner state and what was happening on stage, which, of course, opens up a whole other set of questions about, like, control agency and how much of those we're willing to give up in the name of art.
That's wild. So we've got this project, Boiling Mind, that's using this crazy technology to explore the very nature of performance connection. Even vulnerability. It's like, where do we even go from here?
Right. That's the million-dollar question that creators of Boiling Mind have really just scratched the surface of what's possible with biofeedback technology in the arts. You know, and it does make you wonder, as this kind of technology gets even more advanced, could we see these biofeedback loops popping up in other art forms? Could museums create exhibits that respond to visitors' emotional states? Could movie theaters tailor their soundtracks, even their storylines, based on the audience's reactions?
Whoa. That's kind of blowing my mind a little. It would definitely change how we think about art and entertainment.
Totally. And it raises some interesting questions about the future of art itself. Will these technologies enhance the artistic experience, make it more immersive, more personal, or will they like fundamentally change the relationship between the artist and the audience, the creator and the consumer? I don't have the answers, but they're definitely questions worth thinking about the next time you find yourself at a concert, a show, a movie. Who knows? Maybe it'll be your heartbeat calling the shots.
It's definitely something to think about. Thanks so much for taking this deep dive with us, and we'll catch you next time.